USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As Russia claims to gain control of the Luhansk region in eastern Ukraine, some are skeptical of Ukraine's goal to regain all territory seized by Russia. Appearing on Fox News Sunday, Strategic Communications National Security Council Coordinator John Kirby says that Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is the one who will decide when a ceasefire with Russia is appropriate.
Even President Zelensky will tell you the time is not now for those discussions, and certainly President Putin has shown no indication that he's interested in negotiated talks. In fact, quite the contrary, he continues to not only lash out in the Donbas, but conducts airstrikes now in places like Kyiv.
According to the latest AAA station survey, the national average price for a gallon of regular gas is $4.81 a gallon. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
4th of July fireworks are an annual tradition, but also a yearly concern, especially for states in the West facing drought conditions, which are prime for sparking wildfires. A team of scientists signed a letter imploring Americans and cities across the western United States to pause their fireworks celebrations. And Flagstaff, Arizona is listening by holding a laser light show in lieu of a large fireworks display.
The laser light show will be set to music. It'll be festive. It'll be fun. And I think it will check the boxes for a 4th of July celebration.
Sarah Langley, Flagstaff City spokesperson, that audio courtesy of News Nation. Minnesota detectives are conducting a homicide investigation after four bodies are pulled from a lake north of St. Paul. The exact cause of death has not yet been determined. Authorities believe the deaths are the result of a triple murder-suicide. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
As educators prepare for the upcoming school year, what exactly is being taught in the classroom? From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has details.
As the education system of our kids continues to be examined, are the young ones getting an education that will prepare them for the future? Quisha King on Fox News is the senior director at Moms for America.
Children across the country are not reading at a fourth grade level. A fourth grade level by the time that they are in fourth grade. And so, I mean, that is astonishing that America is producing children and graduating children that cannot read at levels that they need to. It is very important that we pay attention to not only, you know, the social issues, but actually what are they learning when they are in these government schools? Are they getting what they need to be prepared for the next phases of life?
Disneyland's Pirates of the Caribbean ride is open once again after a four-month closure. The ride was shut down at the beginning of March for regular maintenance and reopened Friday. Fans were happy to see Johnny Depp's Captain Jack Sparrow animatronic still on the ride after his recent legal battles with ex-wife Amber Heard. And finally, if you are traveling over the summer, please remember, take our news with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News wherever you download your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.